Hey, welcome back to the Michael Brown Show on 630 KHAL. This one Republican state representative made this comment. You've got a lot of students who come here to Colorado to go to college, and they're paying that high out-of-state tuition fee, and they're like, you know, why should I not get the same benefit as some of these other students? I don't think that the entire Latino community is 100% behind this. It's unfair to say that it's us against the Latino community, because we have definitely heard from several folks in the Latino community that, quite frankly, don't want us to go this route. We just heard from Damien saying the same thing. He came here the right way. And the point, I think the point that I don't want us to gloss over is, you hear these sob stories about people who are here illegally and their kids have gone to school. And they've gone to school for, I don't know, what, 2 years or all 12 years. It's kind of immaterial to me. If they were born in another country and they came across the border illegally with their parents, I honestly don't care. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I don't care whether they're 2 years old or they were 16 years old when their parents brought them across the border. They are here illegally just like the parents. So that has to be the group that the Democrats are trying to target for this in-state tuition. People who are violating the law getting a benefit. I want to separate that from a couple that comes across the border, whichever border it is, and they then conceive and have a child. That child is born on American soil. That child is a U.S. citizen. Now, that child grows up and becomes, they graduate from high school. They want to go to CU. They want to go to UNC. They want to go wherever they want to go. They are U.S. citizens, and I believe that they should get in-state tuition. Now, you could argue that, well, okay, Mike, now you're being inconsistent here, because if the parents are paying that, they're getting the benefit. Well, that may be the unintended consequence, but we have to face the reality that as long as we allow anchor babies to come to this country, they're U.S. citizens. But that's different from the person who comes across the border and is asking for the benefit. Because it's the person, and I don't have a clue about Anna Calderon. I don't know who she is. I don't know where her background is. I really don't care. What irritates me is her comment that we are tired of waiting. We have to go on with our lives, and if we don't go to school now, well, then when? Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, Anna. If you want to go to school now, I suggest that, you know what? You get your butt out of the chair, you go find a job, and maybe you have to work full-time and go to school part-time. You know, there are a lot of people in this country that work their butts off and went to school part-time, and there are a lot of people that worked full-time and went to school full-time. And so I really don't have any sympathy. And I think this is pure pandering by the Democrats, and I think it's just absolutely wrong. Let's go to the phone lines. Let me just get these in order now. Let's go to Daniel in Denver. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show. What's your take?
Well, so just touching on what you just spoke about, I currently work a full-time job, and I'm, putting myself through school. And to be quite honest with you, I can't even afford all of it out of pocket. And so I found a company who is actually paying for my tuition. At that, I'm working full-time for them, and they're taking care of that as a benefit to me. So
yeah, well, excellent. I mean, so you didn't do as Anna did and sit around and say, we can't wait any longer. If we don't go to school now, when? Well, you said, I want to go to school now, and it's a pain in the rear, but you're making it work.
Absolutely. And, so to the other point, though, and what you were discussing is that I fully agree with you in that, in the sense that if they are here as legal citizens, then okay. You're right, we cannot do anything about the fact that their parents, came over illegally, had them here. If they have a birth certificate, a social security number, and all of that stuff, then fine. You know what? They have that benefit of, as a citizen and as a Colorado State resident, provided that they finished their high school education here, they get the benefit of being able to get in-state tuition. And in addition to that, they also get, if they graduated from high school here, they also get the Colorado College Opportunity Fund.
Oh, okay.
Which everyone
right.
who graduates here yeah. gets an addition.
And to my earlier point, that's a benefit that belongs to them, even though the benefit may accrue to the illegal parents who are actually paying the tuition. And that's just something I have to live with.
And now, last year, Metro State College made it available to illegal students, people who are not natural-born citizens. They made it so that they get in-state tuition. They don't get that Colorado College Opportunity Fund like every other person who is here naturally and a citizen, but they actually get discounted in-state tuition, and Metro State just offered that up starting last year. And so all of these students are now saying, okay, finally we can go to school. And, you know, to Anna's question, you know, so when are they going to be able to go to school? Well, my question is for all the legalized students, you know, because there's only so many spaces and only so many seats in every class and in every program. When are the students who are here legally, who have busted their butt, but because they're not an illegal immigrant and because they're not going to look good on some, you know, report saying that they have this many, you know, minority students, when are those students going to get the opportunity to go to school? Because students like Anna and every other illegal student that's now getting discounted rates, they're taking the seats out of natural-born citizens.
That's a good point. Daniel, irrespective of what degree you're pursuing or anything else, I want to wish you luck, and frankly, I just want to say thank you for working your butt off and making it work. Let's go talk to Michael in Denver. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
What do you think of this?
Well, you know, it's like this. You're giving rights or breaks to illegals that you wouldn't give to a black child who was born in Alabama, who wanted to come to Colorado and go to school, who would be the descendant of slaves, who would want to do better and actually get a college education, which, you know, hey, a mind's a terrible thing to waste. That person who has that lineage would not have the same rights as this illegal immigrant. And I'll tell you what it is, and this is something that conservatives and independents, y'all don't get what's going on, or maybe some do. But what it really is how many illegal immigrants that come here, how many actually graduate high school?
That's good. It's a good question. I don't know.
If you look at the percentages, they really don't. I mean, and then if you look at some of the Latin countries, they have a horrible educational system. Education is not necessarily something that's valued in some of these Latin countries.
But to your point, you're saying that this is really discriminating against, say, a black person from Alabama that graduates from high school in Montgomery and wants to come to see you. They have to pay out-of-state tuition, that they're being discriminated against in terms of the illegals that are here, that are here illegal and getting in-state tuition.
It's showing a racial preference in part for votes. But the other part of it is the carrot on the stick. You're going to get some people here thinking that they're going to get that dream. But the truth is, there's a lot of people coming from the Latin countries like Mexico, so they don't even graduate. The percentage isn't that high. So what you're looking at really is a way to import poverty. This is the carrot and the stick. But if you look at the raw numbers, it's really a way to import poverty. Look, you can't control a population if they're doing well.
So let me ask you, Michael, are you black, white, Hispanic?
I'm black. I'm black. You know, and
you're black and you're here legally.
I'm black and I'm here legally. But the thing about it is that, and I don't have any problem with anyone, Hispanics or anybody that's here legally. My thing is that how come you're not grabbing a whole bunch of folks from Haiti who still don't have places to live and giving them these breaks in college educations and stuff?
I don't either. Go to Colfax and Broadway and ask the legislature. Michael, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Right, look, two great calls here, 303-713-8255 from someone who immigrated from Peru and then a black man complaining about, you know, I think he raises a great point. A black kid graduating from high school in Alabama comes to Colorado, he's got to pay out-of-state tuition. But if you're here illegally, they're getting the benefit. It does seem like some sort of reverse or some sort of odd discrimination. It's the Michael Brown Show, 630 KHAL. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back after this traffic update. Hey, welcome back to the Michael Brown Show, 303-713-8255. The Democrats have taken over the Colorado legislature, and they've reintroduced a bill to provide illegal immigrants lower college tuition rates. In fact, in-state tuition. And as I read through the story yesterday, it just made me think, what's the real purpose here? What's really going on? Well, let's go to Mary and see what she thinks about it. Mary, welcome to the show. What's your take?
Well, I have a little bit of theory, I think. I think it, not that it's right, not that I agree with it, but I think it just takes away from someone having to ask a student if they're legal or not. Because there was that out of state, there was the tuition for the illegal, and then there was the in-state. And that forced someone to have to ask that question. And I have teachers that teach in the DPS, and they said the kids, that is the most horrifying thing for them.
That's pretty interesting. So the public schools can't ask the immigration status, and so now the colleges don't have to worry about it. And so you just show that you and your parents have a Colorado address, you get the in-state tuition.
Well, that's what I think. I just know teachers that teach.
Yeah, but that's
at the DPS in the high school level. The kids are terrified for someone to ask that question.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good theory, because now it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. So this way, no one has to ask. No one is put in that position to ask.
And you can't document it, so you can't.
I graduated from a school, and now I get in-state tuition.
Right.
So it just takes the pressure off of everybody.
Well, not only that, it takes the pressure off everybody, but now you have no metrics. You have no database. You have no numbers to show the numbers. It's like suddenly they've become assimilated by this right. government action.
Right.
That's pretty good, Mary.
That's my theory. And then I have a question.
Yeah.
My question is if kids are going to schools, our public schools that, you know, taxpayers pay for, and they're going through the system, why are they not required to take a citizenship class, get their citizenship before they get a diploma?
I don't know. And so I'll put a shout out to any educators out there. I don't know that civics,
is it expensive? I think it's expensive. You know, but why don't we have big companies illegally. They're not going to leave.
But hang on. Everything that we do instructional-wise in the classroom is expensive.
Right.
And so my point is, why isn't, I know history is a part of the curriculum in the schools, but is civics and government a required part of the standards of things you have to do? You have to take a certain amount of math. You have to take a certain amount of English or literature. Why don't you have to take a certain amount of civics? I mean, I said last night on this show, I made the comment that I was blessed with a civics teacher when I was in junior high and high school that taught me everything about how the Constitution worked. I mean, it was incredible, the education I got from this guy that was actually a football coach. It was amazing.
Well, I think the way you can also then avoid going back to my first theory is everyone takes it, whether they're a citizen, whether they're not a citizen.
Right.
That teaches them what it means,
what
it is.
Everybody,
to become a U.S. citizen.
Everybody needs that kind of class, because I think I made this comment to some people in a meeting today as we were sitting in a restaurant. And I was just being somewhat facetious, but the people in that room, in that meeting, that aren't paying attention, that don't understand the Constitution, that don't understand how the government works, that's really just as big a problem as the congressional people that we elect or the state legislators that we elect. Good call, Mary. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Michelle in Longmont. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're a full-time student.
Yes, I am a full-time student, and this is what bothers me. I'm a veteran. I was a stay-at-home mom when I got out for 22 out of the 25 years of marriage. I started going to school. I got two daughters, one graduating now, one that's already graduated, one at home. Went through a divorce. Was a full-time student. I'm a senior now in nursing school here in Colorado.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry?
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, this is what bothers me. When I was ordered by the court, when they ordered the court to pay for me to be paid maintenance and child support, and it wasn't followed through, I was on the brink of homelessness every month for a year. I'm just now coming out of it. I had to go to the Weld County Food Bank, and my point is this: I had to go get a job. I had to keep my GPA up, which is 3.87. just so I can get scholarships because I couldn't afford it. So if people say they can't work and go to school, and I'm doing 16-hour shifts passing meds, I don't buy that. And it is hard, and it's very hard.
It is difficult.
And you know, when my daughter, when I'm struggling to even turn the gas back on at my house, and I'm still having to drive up 60 miles a day to school and working 16-hour shifts, not every day, but 16-hour shifts just so I can, you know, ends meet because, and then I realized going through the system, trying to get help was so difficult. It took me almost a year. I have VA benefits now, but then I see that, you know, I pay $200 a month for my medication because I'm uninsured, and yet there's kids at my daughter's school that aren't legal here that are getting medication benefits, eyeglasses, and everything else. And so my point is that if a United States citizen and is going to but an illegal is, and then they're going to complain because they can't go or they can't do that and work, I think that we're breeding some complacent, self-centered, you know, that, mindsets here.
I think I would prefer not to, but I had to do what I had to do. You're absolutely correct.
It's an entitlement mentality. They don't even deserve it, and people are too afraid to say they don't deserve it. And the bottom line is, I'm a first-generation American here. My parents went, and my grandparents went and raised their hand and went through the citizenship
course. Oh, really? Where'd they come from?
England and Greece.
Well,
and I have no reason
good
to
for you.
Feel pity for anyone who comes over here.
I see on the board that you have you're carrying a 4.0 right now.
It's a 3.87.
3.87. Well,
yeah.
let's not dicker around here. Congratulations, Michelle. Woohoo! Good for Michelle. Hang on, everybody. When we get back, yes, it's time to turn to guns. Yeah, here we go.